It's been nearly 6 years since New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez died by suicide in prison. Now, after a lengthy public records battle, WBUR and the Boston Globe have obtained copies of his final phone calls. The public has never heard them before. As WBUR's Todd Wallach reports, the calls are mostly upbeat, adding to the questions about his death. And a warning for listeners, this story includes descriptions of suicide.
This is a prepaid call from
Aaron Hernandez,
an inmate at a Massachusetts correctional institution, the Souza Baranowski Correctional Center.
This is one of nine calls Hernandez made in the day and a half before he hanged himself in the early morning hours of April 19th, 2017. Hernandez had just been acquitted of a double murder in Boston days earlier. In the recordings, the former tight end sounds jubilant.
Another beautiful day, man. Beautiful day, man. It's just like the whole world just came off my back.
Hernandez still had to deal with a previous murder conviction for killing his friend, Odin Lloyd. He was appealing the case and seemed optimistic. You can only hear Hernandez on the calls because the prison system withheld the other voices, citing privacy reasons.
They work out perfect, man. I'm going to fight to the end to get myself home. When I sit down, it's game time, you know?
Attorney George Leontire represented Hernandez. He says no one imagined Hernandez would end his life.
It didn't make sense. I can only tell you we were shocked. I think everyone involved was shocked.
Friends who spoke with Hernandez were also stunned. Here's former NFL player Fred Taylor in a podcast called The Pivot late last year. He refers to Hernandez by his college nickname, Chico.
I talked to him the night before, and in that conversation, he was the Chico I remember talking to when he was a young player at the University of Florida, you know, just full of life, full of energy.
In other calls, Hernandez talks about getting back to his workout routine. He makes plans to reconnect with friends and loved ones and encourages them to visit.
Tell everybody I send my love, man. I hope the best for you, man. I hope everything keeps going well for you, man, and we'll stay in touch, you heard?
It's not unusual for someone to seem hopeful before a suicide. Eileen Davis runs Call to Talk, a statewide suicide prevention hotline.
Oftentimes, individuals that do take their own lives do sound more upbeat and positive in the hours, days, weeks prior to the actual suicide or suicide attempt.
She says that can make it hard to predict these deaths.
Most of the time, suicide is the result of a combination of a lot of factors. It's almost like a perfect storm in your head.
In the case of Hernandez, one factor is that he had a degenerative brain disease called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. It's been linked to head injuries in contact sports like football. CTE can cause people to be aggressive or even violent. Researchers say they've seen a number of examples of people with CTE who died by suicide.
There's just a lot of impulsivity and very sudden changes in behavior.
That's Dr. Ann McKee, who leads Boston University's CTE Center. The disease can only be diagnosed after someone dies by examining samples of the brain under a microscope. McKee says Hernandez had one of the worst cases she'd ever seen in someone so young.
We graded 1 through 4, where 4 is the most severe, and here he was, a 27-year-old with stage 3, and that was quite unusual.
Records show Hernandez also smoked a synthetic drug called K2 in the days before his death. Drug specialists say K2 can have dangerous side effects, especially for people like Hernandez with brain injuries.
So it's a Russian roulette when people take these drugs because they do not know, first of all, what is the chemical they are consuming.
That's Nora Volkov. She's director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse. She says K2 can lead to psychotic episodes.
So it's not just that they are potent, but they actually, their effects on behavior can last many, many hours. And this becomes particularly problematic when people are using them and they have a negative reaction. So, for example, they can become psychotic.
8 hours after his last phone call, guards found Hernandez dead in a cell and religious writings on the walls in blood. A Bible reference, John 3:16, was written on his forehead. It remains a shocking end for the famous former NFL player, a convicted murderer who had used illegal drugs, suffered from severe brain damage, and didn't know if he'd ever be a free man. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Todd Wallach.